fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 26th of January. The prepper tip of the day is to check all your batteries, your rechargeable batteries, your chargers, make sure they're in good condition. Always have at least 2 chargers. That would be a really smart thing. We have patiently in the green room, my friend, Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I like to refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. Lots of websites. We give out a few of them to get you started. Listen carefully. The most recent one, I believe, is waronwethepeople.net. I say again, waronwethepeople.net. Next, I listen to pretty much every day. It's great background music, 528radio.com. Then we go to judicialcorruptionnews.com. Next, a place I do some shopping once in a while, that's healthyworldstore.com, then revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John.
We have some breaking news here. I want to set the stage because you're so busy with your different projects. I regard the following as synonyms. That would be a man-made virus and a biological weapon as synonyms. Would that be an accurate statement, sir?
Yes, I think so, particularly in the context of immune suppression, which is the vast amount of research and development that National Cancer Institute, National Institutes of Health have been advancing since the 1960s.
Okay, now that said, Project Veritas has an undercover operative working at Pfizer, and they interviewed one of the Pfizer executives there, Mr. Walker, who Jordan Walker, he's the director of research at Pfizer, who admitted privately in this secretly recorded video, which is now at my website, by the way. I have a Twitter feed connected to my website, libertyman.com, admits that Pfizer is developing viruses that can kill people. And he just admitted to being a participant in violation of international law, didn't he, sir?
You know, John, this has been going on consistently. I mean, seriously, since the early 1960s. And the story goes back to Bernice Eddy and Sarah Stewart. The names, their names are basically put into history with what's called SE, Stuart Eddy polyoma virus, which was the first virus that they realized could basically not only be transmitted by vaccinations, but also be causing cancer in virtually every species it was injected into. So that started what was called the Special Virus Cancer Program. Now, you know, in military circles, the word special connotes secret. Here's this was the Secret Virus Cancer Program, and that subsequently resulted from 1962 to 1967, 68. It resulted in realizing that these bioweapons could be engineered in labs. They could be cloned. This was the old type of genetic engineering. It's not like as sophisticated as it is today, but it was called the benchwork, the basic benchwork where you took virus cultures, cells that were growing the viruses, and then basically you could remove the viruses from the cultures, and then you could transmit them into various species. That was heavily done in the 1960s. And then during the Special Virus Cancer Program that ran from 1962 to 1978, that's when it became very clear that the most important function of cancer was immune suppression. And biological weaponry, of course, to induce cancers, that was the thrill at the National Institutes of Health. So Francis Collins, as well as Anthony Fauci, as well as Dr. Robert Gallo, the inner circle, were starting in their heyday during the early 70s. They realized the immune suppressive viruses could be a boon for pharmaceutical cartel patenting, and that subsequently they realized that the vaccinations could be spreading these bioweapons for depopulation, population control. Of course, the officials didn't want to recognize that, didn't want to publicize that, but it was very, very clear that the same financiers that were behind the Population Council of the City of New York, that was initially a Rockefeller entity, and that subsequently led to the General Population Council, which held the patent on the RU486 abortion pill the morning after. This is Planned Parenthood. The origin of Planned Parenthood is what I'm talking about right now.
Right, right.
So that's where Kissinger comes in. 1968, National Security Advisor under Richard Nixon, and he's the guru on strategic nuclear weapons, deploying them for diplomacy, as well as biological weaponry done in secret. And he was the one that ordered Admiral Zumwalt from the Navy, and the name is interesting to me because it means to the world. Zumwalt, to the world, went this this order by Kissinger to examine how it would be that biological weaponry could be advanced with a specific agenda of reducing human immunity and using the leukemia, lymphoma, sarcoma, cancer viruses that they mutated and hybridized in their labs during the 60s and early 70s. That's where they then started to test it with a hepatitis B vaccine given to gay men in New York City and blacks in Central Africa and Willowbrook State School mentally retarded children on Staten Island in New York, which then induced what we now call HIV/AIDS. And that's really the origin of what you're talking about.
Well, that history is fascinating and very important on one hand. On the other, I don't believe there's videotaped interviews of those individuals 50 years ago admitting on that tape that they were engaged in criminal activity, are there?
No, you'd have to piece it together. But basically, if it were to go to a court of law, which is what I was attempting to do when I sued Pfizer and Moderna, is if you bring it before a jury, then the presumption is that they committed these crimes because there's so many facts that have not only been basically evidenced and certified that tell us that they did this, but also the censorship surrounding it. You know, you're aiding and abetting not simply by willful blindness, but actual censorship. You're covering up. And it was Judge Brandeis years and years ago, 1920s, 1930s, I think it was, in a very important case. And he basically said, well, if you plead the Fifth Amendment, where you're not going to answer because it's going to be incriminating you, so you have a right to not answer the question. The Supreme Court Justice Brandeis said, that's incriminating. If you plead the Fifth, and you know that's what they're doing. They're censoring all this, and they're lying on top of it, and they're diverting. So lying and diverting from these facts and the presumption of guilt is what we're witnessing.
Well, I hope there are some state attorney generals around the country, some of the 50, that will review this Project Veritas evidence and begin legal action, because they now have some teeth, some hard evidence of the criminal activity of Pfizer. I don't know if that will happen, but I hope it will. I don't have much hope at all that the U.S. Department of Justice is going to do anything. Do you, Doctor?
No, because it has to be presumed. What you're talking about is kind of like, it is the doctrine, the dogma, the underlying basis for all of the bioengineering. Because to start with, let's say you're searching for a vaccine against cancer or COVID, you've got to start with the virus. And if you don't have the virus, basically you have to create the virus or something similar to the virus to be able to determine its pathogenicity, its pathogenic pathways, how it induces diseases, and then how to stop it along those different steps. And that's exactly what they heavily started to do in the late 60s, early 70s with the leukemia, lymphoma, sarcoma, immune suppression, cancer viruses, the the main herpes viruses. You know, people don't realize that this plague of herpes, virtually everybody's got herpes today, everybody, because they've been all vaccinated.
Right.
And herpes viruses are the number one contaminant of all the vaccinations. And so that's, you know, again, look at what they did for this model, you know, this model deception, where they say, oh, sexuality and the sex freedom is causing this and gay men are causing this. And, you know, everything but what's really causing it is the biological weapon development, the virology, and the pharmaceutical agenda to depopulate. That includes depopulation, because it's the same racketeering enterprise that's behind the Population Council and Planned Parenthood, as well as and they own the patent on RU486. I don't know if I mentioned that clearly. RU486, think about what that means. RU486ing life. I mean, it's right in your face. They
right.
put it right
they,
in
they
your
have
face.
Fun with this, don't they? Come up
yeah.
with these things.
Yeah. So that's the morning after pill they patented. This is the same racketeering enterprise. Classically, that's what it is in law. It is a racketeering enterprise that's conducting illegal operations and making lots of money off of humanity's suffering.
What Pfizer is doing makes the mafia look like child's play, doesn't it?
Well, you know what's really interesting? You know, I mentioned to Julie, you know, our blessed engineer, that I just spent the week partly in Las Vegas, just vacationing for a couple of days because I hadn't had a vacation and I'm dealing with reconstruction from Hurricane Ian. So I'm in Vegas and I go to the Mob Museum, and I would encourage everyone to go to the Mob Museum. And the lesson to be learned there is that the mob is totally integrated with every aspect of the United States government and business. Every single industry has been from the very get-go infiltrated and controlled by the mob. One mobster, one crime family versus another. A great example of that today is, you remember the Seagram's company.
Oh, yes.
You remember the liquor, the illegal operation of importing during Prohibition,
right.
The alcohol from Canada. That was done by the Bronfman crime cartel, the Bronfman family. Now you're looking at Edgar Bronfman, who today with Chelsea Clinton, operates one of the foremost of all, I think it's IGA, the foremost of all multimedia corporations. That's big tech, that's big media. That's Bronfman, Edgar Bronfman, who had already gone to, you know, criminal indictments in France. The history of the Bronfman family is outrageous. Today, we've talked a little bit about on this show, ayahuasca, dimethyltryptamine, what they call the God molecule, what they say, you're going to take this and you're going to see God, and you're going to get over your post-traumatic stress disorders, and you're going to have therapy for cancer and dying because it's going to put you directly in touch with God. That's the Bronfman cartel's operation with the CIA. That is absolutely, certifiably, the presumption based on all the facts that we have. And my case in Hawaii right now is unraveling the crime gang in Hawaii that has stolen my properties, and I've been in litigation now for almost 20 years. Unbelievably. You know, you go to do something wonderful for humanity as well as Hawaii tourism in health science and natural medicine. I go to Hawaii in 2003 to do that, and they steal my property. And who did that? The judges, the judicial corruption, along with the Central Intelligence Agency operatives. And today, it's incredible. You know, you have Chief Justice John Roberts, Supreme Court of the United States. He is the one in 2006 that authorized the Bronfman cartel to import this drug from the CIA-manipulated operations in Brazil. And then in that law that was passed, they were not supposed to, the Bronfman cartel was not supposed to bring in or create the DMT, dimethyltryptamine, from any other source because it was supposed to be a religious, they call it a religious drug.
Right.
And so they have to do certain things in order to get the governmental approval, and that's what they're not doing. They've not been doing this since the decision was made in 2006. They've been continuously now manufacturing dimethyltryptamine in Hawaii, and the people that are doing that are the ones that stole my property. And that case is unwinding. Incredibly, now the chief kingpin with the Bronfman family is the Sulla family, and they operate a fake church, and they operate fake sham shell corporations, alter egos, where they basically use those fake sham churches and businesses to conceal their own racketeering enterprise and how they're engaged with the courts and corrupting and stealing properties and outputting trafficking drugs. And these are the ones at the highest level of the crime in Hawaii that affects every one of us on the mainland. You know, in magic, the right hand diverts the attention while the left hand does the trick. In drug cartels, the right hand, in this case, is Mexico. The left hand that's doing the tricks, where's the gateway to the Pacific Rim? It's not Mexico per se, really. It's Hawaii. And that's why President Trump, when he was requesting increased border security, who challenged him first and foremost? Hawaii Attorney General, intimately connected to the mob in Hawaii through Pearl Harbor and the harbors of Hawaii. You have the importation of not simply drugs, but human trafficking. This is what's going on. And this, you know, again, the education of how this operation operates is very, very beautifully historically certified by the Mob Museum in Las Vegas.
Amazing. Doctor, we got a caller on hold here. We got Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Dr. Horowitz. Thank you for taking my call. I just have a request for some comments, if possible, from Dr. Horowitz. Of course, it can fall under what he has already said, that regulatory capture. I just want him to comment on whether CDC is a private organization or an administrative agency, just like those three letter. And the reason I'm asking that is that all agency heads are supposed to be nominated by the president and confirmed by Senate. But
hold on, we got a break. Hold on,
Amit. At Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Congress is planning to give the Pentagon a raise. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system this cold and flu season. I am all for the United States having the largest, most expensive military on the planet, but the Pentagon has failed their financial audits 5 years in a row. In the most recent audit, the U.S. military cannot account for over $2 trillion in assets. Maybe the military needs to spend less time trying to understand white rage and trying to force an experimental vaccine on the healthiest people around and start focusing on protecting our nation and her assets. $2 trillion in lost assets is worth investigating. People need to be fired. I say no more budget increases until the Department of Defense fixes their accounting. If you and I failed 5 consecutive audits, we'd be in federal prison. Just like the rest of government, the Pentagon needs to remember that money and those assets belong to we the people. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3 for details.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you want the exact same equipment, no difference, same production line, same equipment that the Department of Defense uses to protect their vehicles from EMP, I've got those at thelibertyman.com with a $50 discount on each piece of equipment. We have with us Dr. Lynn Horowitz, many, many websites. Listen carefully. WarAndWeThePeople.net, 528radio.com, JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, did you get the gist of Amit's inquiry? Does he need to explain it more, sir?
Yes, let me just rephrase it. Thank you. I think it's a great question, and it goes to the heart of what we're talking about. He's mentioned regulatory capture. That's an important, term or phrase in what we're dealing with. Regulatory capture essentially means that your governing agencies have been overtaken by the mob, and that this is absolutely apparent in every aspect of the way the dysfunction of the American government is operating currently. You look at the control, and by the way, it goes back to communist theology, where Lenin says the best way to win a war is to control, and control your opposition is to finance your competition, become your competition, take it over. Now you're controlling your opposition. And that's controlled opposition is exactly what we're seeing in the halls of the Congress, both Senate and House. We're seeing, for example, the control by the multinational corporations, especially the pharmaceutical cartel, which is deep state, which is big military too. It's big banking. It always has been. So who's financing the political campaigns of pretty much most of the representatives in Congress? You're looking at the same method of controlling your opposition. You infiltrate control, and then you basically do whatever you want. And today, in terms of the headline news, we're looking at the supposed Republican Party saying, oh, we're going to investigate such and such and such and such. You know, and you've got Jim Jordan, who I applaud, and I look at Rand Paul, and I applaud what they're saying they're going to do, but what are they actually going to do? Are they actually going to get anywhere when they investigate the man-made biological weaponry of COVID and Fauci's connections and Francis Collins at the National Institutes of Health, how they financed this, financed Dr. Barrick at University of North Carolina before they shipped it over to Wuhan? Are they going to really look into what's really taking place in terms of the other levels of corruption? Again, you go right to the Biden administration. That laptop from hell basically is all that's necessary to give you a presumption necessary to begin a heavy, not just investigation, but criminal indictments. And look at the pattern in practice. You know, the slap on the wrist, hitting him for tax evasion, hitting, for example, Hunter Biden for tax evasion, when in fact he's committed treason. These people should go to the electric chair. And yet, what is the discussion about? Oh, we're gonna investigate. We're gonna investigate. Well, I'm sorry. You know, you have a regulatory captured Congress that has been now basically degenerated to the point that there's only dysfunction that comes out of it. Now, worse than that, peel back another layer of the onion, and you realize that is the agenda. To cause the governments to be in such disrepute that the public is appalled by the obvious crime and dysfunction. And what does that then cause? It causes the people globally to clamor for a new world order, for a one world government, one world bank, one world peacekeeping force, one world virtual economy, which is going to be obviously cyber. So this is all part and parcel of two books I've mentioned so many times on this program, The Report from Iron Mountain. Look at The Report from Iron Mountain. It's about 70 pages long. Read it. It is the discussion by the global elite think tank to determine how can we, if we're going to transition from a war economy, which has been the basis of civilization for millennia, war, and financing it, and profiting from the usury that Jesus opposed. Then we're going to substitute what? What are we going to substitute? And Report from Iron Mountain says we're going to substitute disease. We're going to substitute threats for the entire planet, such as the global warming. We're going to substitute food shortages and famines that are going to affect people globally. We're going to have threats from outer space. And by the way, just going back to something that you mentioned earlier when you started the show, John, viruses being produced, bioweapons being produced. People don't realize that in space, it's optimized. The research and development of viruses that kill are optimized in space.
That's right. The whitelist environment helps everything along. We have a bottom of the hour break. We've got a caller on hold.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
www.thehealthcare.org.
Mr. Sandman. Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
You're sleepless. I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's more action going on in the bedroom than snoring.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fix bayonets.
Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. A lot there, including the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. We have with us my neighbor, Linda. Linda and her husband own the Log Lodge. It's a high-end bed and breakfast featured in Better Homes and Gardens that very importantly has backup power, doesn't it, Linda? Good morning.
Yes.
Are you there, Linda?
Yes, good morning, Jack.
I say it's very important this time of year that the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road has backup power, isn't it?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, yesterday, off and on throughout the day, it was not a problem up there. There was electric all day long, but at my house, just a little ways down the road, the electric was flashing like crazy for most of the day.
Same thing here. I was off the air, knocked off the air probably 10 times during my broadcast because of power outages. But having backup power when you live in a country is just a really smart thing. Ladies and gentlemen, the Log Lodge in Yoakum Road It was, in fact, featured in Better Homes and Gardens. It's a very rare thing to find a home for sale anywhere in the country featured in Better Homes and Gardens, but that's what we have, a high-end. And when I say high-end, your clientele includes men and women from Europe and Asia, doesn't it, Linda?
Yes, it does. Yes, they come out and they just love the peace and tranquility and not being able to see a neighbor or hear a car. And, yeah, it's just a lovely setting.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the details, beautiful photographs are at my website at thelibertyman.com. If you like the place, it's a seven-minute drive from my home, by the way. If you like it, just get in touch with me. My phone number is right there. I will have Linda send you some beautiful videos, maybe some more photographs, and we'll make arrangements for a viewing, won't we, Linda?
Yes, we'd love to show the place off.
Fantastic. Linda, thank you for your call. We look forward to talking to you soon, my dear.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Doctor, before I forget, we have an extra half hour this morning available, if you're available, sir.
Sure, John. Thank you. Okay. Be happy to join you.
Well, Ahmed is still with us. Ahmed, did you get a very comprehensive answer to your question, sir?
Yes, sir. But I could not make some more aspects known. The first is, partly my question was about CDC. And CDC head is Dr. Rachel Walensky. So what I noted is that just like these administrative law agencies, what people call as three-letter agencies, their agency head is supposed to be nominated by the president and confirmed by the Senate. But Dr. Walensky did not have to go through Senate confirmation. The president directly appointed her. And what I've heard is that, of course, I don't have subscription to Dun & Bradstreet, but Dun & Bradstreet says that CDC appears just like any other private corporation because they keep a database of United States companies and maybe world companies. And it's important because CDC also has a direct conflict of interest with FDA because they regulate vaccines and they also hold patents on vaccines and they also dictate what vaccines are to be given to the children and, say, U.S. population. So I just wanted Dr. Horowitz's opinion on whether CDC is a private organization or a government agency, just like many others we have, EPA, FAA, FCC, so on and so forth. So that was my background. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call, Ahmed. Any follow-up, Doctor, before we move on to our next caller?
Sure. Thank you. You know, CDC, I call it Centers for Disease Creation.
And yes, so do I. So do I. Go ahead.
complete revolving doors between big pharma and big government. That's really what it represents. It is part of the racketeering crime enterprise. It is absolutely despicable that we rely on these agencies that are, again, under regulatory capture for our health and safety. It is actually completely insane that we would be permitting this and going along with this. Now, let me just, again, peel the onion back one more level, because the revolving doors that, you know, Walensky represents, and, you know, Francis Collins and Fauci and all these people who have highest level of government positions, official positions, where did they get their basis, and what's their resume look like? What schools did they attend? The academic tracking is what is necessary for the maintenance of all regulatory capture. Why? Because if you go and become a faculty member, let's say at Harvard, like I did, what happens is then your department chairman direct your research for grant writing. In academia, which is the basis of the education, basis of American, you know, medicine and science today, you start with the universities and the Ivy Leagues, particularly Harvard and MIT. That's why you had Bill Gates going along with Jeffrey Epstein's group to MIT. That's where Moderna's director comes from. His name is Robert Langer, the Langer Labs. And, of course, he worked with Charles Lieber at Harvard. And at the time that Fauci and Jim Jordan is claiming that we need to investigate, and certainly do, beyond investigate, we need criminal indictments for January 31st, and February 1st, 2020, when Fauci and his inner circle went into a tizzy about the Indian paper. They called it, quote, that's a quote, the Indian paper, end quote. They don't want to say what it really was. That Amit has actually previously talked about this. Prashant Pradhan and his group of experts determined that the AIDS virus was precisely used to create the bioweapon we call COVID-19 today. So that's the level of corruption and disease induction that CDC is complicit in. And it doesn't matter where you go, in what agency, they're all captured because the academic tracking, it's publish or perish. You become a faculty member at Harvard or MIT, you do what they tell you to do. And the controllers, in this particular case, you had the Chinese, literally the Chinese controlling Harvard's research and development. And the whole, basically today, Charles Lieber is supposed to be in jail for China espionage, sending biological weapons. And the FBI lied about what he was really doing. They said he was developing car batteries in his lab at Harvard. False. He was developing the graphene bioelectronic devices that with Charles Lieber and Robert Langer with Moderna and Pfizer, they were advancing this thing that we call the mRNA vaccines and all the vaccines that contain this graphene intoxicating hydrogel unit that is the self-assembling bioelectronic bioweapon gain of function that we are witnessing. Now, regulatory capture includes this academic tracking. They track you and they don't finance you. All the money, the grants that come in have to go into the academic tracking or you don't publish and you perish. That is how control is maintained. And that is the foundation of basically the criminal operation of regulatory capture, as well as every aspect of industry and the United States federal government's operations.
All right. Well said, Doctor. Ready for our next caller?
Sure.
Okay. James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Good morning. I think one way to look at this creation of viruses is to use the concept of the bacteriophage. I think, Dr. Horowitz, you know what a bacteriophage is.
Yes, a bacteriophage is the outer envelope. You take a bacteria, you extract its innards, but it's got its membrane intact. So the body sees it as a bacteria envelope, but you insert into the envelope whatever you want, the genetic manipulations of viruses, etc. That's what they've been doing for years.
And you know that, of course, you have DNA or RNA, which is pure genetic material. And this research started, I believe, in the 19th century when a guy named Chamberlain invented sieves, which are very, very tiny cold filters, which will filter out the viruses. They'll let the bacteria through, but the viruses will go through the filter, but the bacteria will not. I think this is how it started from a research point of view, but the idea here is, you mentioned names like Brafman, but to my mind, when you look at what happened in World War II in Germany, and you see the IG Farben building, never got one bomb that hit it, you see? The IG Farben, Germany was totally bombed out, except for the IG Farben building, you see? Because the IG Farben building contained all the secrets that the Rockefellers and IG Farben had been working on, like from the turn of the 20th century. And I think this is a very telling you know, a clue as to how deep this diabolical, if you want to call it, diabolical research has been going on. Your comments.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It was Eric Traub, T-R-A-U-B, who was the top biological weapons developer for Hitler in the Third Reich.
Yeah.
And they brought him over in Project Paperclip along with 5,000 other plus researchers and developers for military and industry in Project Paperclip that was actually heavily engaging Henry Kissinger. He was the chief translator and the Nazi scout hunter in Germany. You're absolutely right. One thing that I could simply add is IG Farben building that the Rockefellers imposed upon the United States Air Force not to bomb. They say that because that was to become the Central Intelligence Agency.
Dr. Horowitz.
I'm sorry, what was that, John?
Dr. Horowitz, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me okay? Hello?
Hello? I hear both of you. Well, I hear Dr. Horowitz.
Yeah, sounds great. So IG Farben building became the CIA's operations in Europe. It became the CIA's building. And it was there with a transition between the OSS and Kissinger's involvement with General Bolling, who was in charge of the operation, that they then transitioned OSS under the Rockefeller lawyers, the lawyers that were engaged heavily starting the
Ellen
CIA.
Dulles. Ellen OSS. Dulles was in there too. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that's why you have today the national security state controlled by intelligence agencies. It's all captured. It's regulatory capture from its inception. And again, the magician's sleight of hand has us looking and diverting to something that is far less important than the foundation of corruption in our government and the way our organizations that are supposed to be protecting us are failing us.
Well, they're using us for guinea pigs. So you can draw a line then from the beginnings of biochemistry, biophysics in Europe. And you can draw a line all the way to Anthony Fauci, who I believe works for the Pentagon and is under a lot of stress to perform his tasks. Otherwise, they'll just step on him like a worm, you see. And I also heard what you said about research and the pressure to publish. And what they do is they terrorize the grad students big time. Say, if you want to be a success, you're going to do exactly what we tell you. And their research is limited. They're not able to do research on what they want. They have to do what my advisor. They have to do what their advisor tells them. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about, again, the fundamental problem with civilization today. It's fear-based instead of faith-based. And that's what the agenda is. The woke agenda is to take you out of the family, make you an individual, think that, you know, the New Age concept that you're God. But yet, you know, you deprive the relationship. You deprive yourself from the miracles that the Creator can create and Jesus can help you create in your own life. They don't want that. That's the opposite. That's faith-based versus fear-based society. And the terrorization that you're mentioning, absolutely. The fear, and think about this. You know, you go through, like I did, academic training, and, you know, you go to Harvard, and you get your master's in public health postdoc. How much are you indebted? How much, and that's, again, what Jesus says is, usury should be banned. You know, we're now indebted. After we come out of this fear-based system, we're indebted hundreds of thousands of dollars, and now you got to pay interest on those and pay the loans back. So this is the way it's dysfunctioning. at its foundation. It's rotten to the core. And for us to come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her plagues. That's what Jesus was saying. For us to come out of that, you got to go into a faith-based, righteous society. You have to recognize the power and glory of God within us and operating on our behalf. And you've got to celebrate that as the Constitution, our founding fathers in this great nation, had decreed. This is the why we place our trust in God. This is why we walk into a court of law. I mentioned this previously on other shows. You walk into a court of law and you're sworn to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Now, what does that mean? Means the truth. The whole truth means no omissions and nothing but the truth, no.
Doctor, hold on. We got a break. James, hold on. We'll be back. Have our...
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back. Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Doctor, do you have any more response for James before we move on here, sir?
Well, thank you, John. You know, again, just to summarize, that statement, that swearing in, is so vitally important in the context that we're talking about. You know, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. No omissions. The truth and nothing but the truth means no omissions. So you don't do, for example, what Jim Jordan is doing. You know, he's saying, well, we've got to investigate January 31st, February 1st, 2020, but he doesn't tell you why. That's an omission. Why is because they took the AIDS virus and they mutated it, and then they sent it to Wuhan. And that's the second example. No misrepresentations. No misrepresentation. Well, what was the, quote, China virus? It should have been the globalist virus. The Trump assertion that this was a China virus without looking at the bigger picture, that's a misrepresentation done specifically for political gain. And then what is the final exclamation in a court of law? So help me God. It's a prayer. You're actually putting in a prayer that if you tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and you ask for God's help, God will come into that courtroom and administer the prayer of helping, bringing light and truth and justice to the situation. That's where we have gone wrong. That's why judicial corruption news and looking at what is actually going on where the rubber meets the road is in the judiciary. The corruption in the FBI and the Justice Department is despicable. They're captured. They've got to basically completely be revamped in order for us to bring upon this nation the godly nation that was intended. You know, America has not blessed God. God has blessed America, and America has, because of the Rockefeller, big media, big tech, big pharma, cursed God. And that's where we're at. Babylon is falling now, and the result of that is a lot of pain and suffering. We could say that it's needless, but in the evolution of human consciousness, maybe it's necessary for us to have a major die-off now. Get rid of 6 billion people, which is what Bill Gates and company intend. Get rid of 6 out of every 7 of us as we see our friends and family die, just like the Bible talks about.
We have top of the hour break here, Doctor.
Just what are you going to do then?
James, thank you for your call. Top of the hour break. We have another call on hold. We'll be right back.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off LLC. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.